So I wanted tonight to kind of take a big step back because I think right now we're in this era of talking about the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, and I think there's an assumption that we all know why these new policies and discourses are happening. But I wanted to take a step back and go back to, what is settler colonialism? What has happened? So this, of course, is an incomplete map, but it gives you a little bit of an idea of the many, many, many nations, and they're absolutely not all represented. And I want to acknowledge that some of the names may be wrong. It may not be what nations are using for themselves, and a lot of these names are changing all the time. But it gives you a glimpse into what the land now known as Canada, because it's the concept of Canada is just a few hundred years old, might have looked like, and to some degree still looks like. I mean, I look at these nations and I still work with many of these nations. The difference is that our population was reduced from, 100% of the population to now just 4%. And just sitting with that, I think, is really important, because in a few hundred years, we've gone from 100%, give or take some Viking ancestors that were still around, or maybe a few other boats that found their way to our shores. But prior to, the big wave of European contact, this was it. These were our territories. These were our nations. And, now we're only 4% of Canada's population. And, we really have to understand what's the impact when you do that to people over such a short period of time, when you decimate them to such a degree. And how does that show up in the people that we work with?